Hey everyone, this is Neil Dutton. You're listening to the RotoViz Highlight Reel. On the Highlight Reel, we feature the top articles on rotoviz.com and get an extended insight into the writer's process and findings. For those of you who don't know, RotoViz is a sports data and analytics site that publishes over 1,000 articles per year and has a suite of more than 20 proprietary apps. Go to rotoviz.com to check out the site. Today, I'll be discussing the Streaming Tight End series, written by Neil Dutton. So you may ask, what's the Streaming Tight End series all about? Well, as anyone who plays fantasy football will be able to tell you, the most volatile position on a week-by-week basis is that of the tight end. It is incredibly frustrating. It just seems that if you don't have Gronk, or this year we've had Travis Kelce follow on, he's had a great season 2-3 years in a row now. Zach Ertz has emerged from, you know, a December-only period of his career. If you don't have the top guys, it is very, very hard to find players to pin your hopes to week in, week out. So a viable option with the tight end, one of the onesie positions, as it's called, because you only generally start one of them, is to stream. So what I do each week, I look at the league ownerships at ESPN Fantasy Leagues to determine the best available tight ends available who are owned in less than 50% of leagues. And then I see if they have a particularly good matchup that would make them worthy of being streamed in the week ahead. And I will offer three choices every week. Usually, as I say, I've had players that have been owned in 48% of leagues. I've had players that were owned in available in 98% of leagues. It can change. 50% is a good number because it means there's usually a better than half chance that the players I identify will be available in readers' leagues. Now, as I say, these aren't players we're suggesting that you pick up and plug in and, you know, set and forget. These are literally players who were cheap to buy, bring them in, let them do their job, and then cut the cord. We have had a few players who, you know, have gone on to be more regular starters, and as a consequence, they've seen their ownership figures rise and rise, so that, therefore, I don't write about them anymore. But, you know, we are approaching the business end of the NFL season, but it's never too late to get a subscription to a RotoViz NFL Pass, which you can right now for 30% off. It's available through the NFL podcast homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast. Your subscription gives you unlimited access to all of our NFL content and tools, and best of all, it supports the podcasts. So be sure to get your 30% discount for an NFL pass at rotoviz.com/podcast. So going back to the tight end streamers, there are various tools that I use to research and put together the articles. The first thing I look at, you know, most important, it's the ESPN Fantasy Points Against data. And I use this to establish what teams are particularly vulnerable to tight ends from a fantasy point of view. So this will show the teams, you know, how many receptions, yards, touchdowns they will give up to tight ends, and it totals them up. So what you will do then is I'll look at teams to target. Now this year, the best example is the New York Giants. They've obviously allowed at least one touchdown to a tight end in every game this season, so they're definitely one of the teams that you would like a streamer up against. I also use the AYA app on RotoViz, that's the adjusted yards per attempt. What this shows is how efficient a player has been with his targets, and also, you know, flip it, it shows you how efficient a quarterback has been when it comes to distributing the ball. So this shows, you know, you get an idea of, obviously, if players are being targeted, but also how well they're doing from a yardage point of view with those targets. The RotoViz screener, it's, you know, fantastic app. It really does, you know, it's all encompassing, really. But you can get a full idea of a player's usage because there you can search, use, you know, individual weeks. You can search, find spans, and you can look at a player's targets, his receptions, his target market share, his PPR points, and it gives you the option to, you know, to compare and contrast with the other players of his position or positions, because obviously you can factor in tight ends and wide receiver. Because a good way to do this when it comes to streaming is to look at players who are in a particular good run of form. So, for example, you might want to look at how Tyler Croft has been doing since Tyler Eifert has been out with the Cincinnati Bengals offense. So the best thing to do is go set in 2017 season and look at weeks 3. To the present week, and there you'll see how Tyler Croft has done as really the only tight end option. And to say, you can look at all that and you can compare it against the other tight ends who are similar. You know, you've got the similarity search, so you can look at that. There's also the Game Split app. Now, this is one of my favourite apps on RotoViz. It's particularly helpful in situations where teams with multiple tight ends may have one of them that is missing. The prime example of this, and it's particularly relevant at the moment, is Jordan Reed of the Washington Redskins. So what we can do is we can set the app to look at games while Davis has been on the Redskins, games in which he has played but Jordan Reed has not. And the Game Split app will then show us what Davis has done in those games where he's been alone, and also what he's done in games when Jordan Reed has played. So this, when he had a situation last week where Jordan Reed was going to be down, you could see that he is a very consistent performer without Reed. Even though, and the matchup was perfect and his ownership was low, so he was a logical person to slide in, and he did very well. There's also the snap report. It's obviously, it's helpful to ensure that a player is seeing a fair amount of playing time if you're going to pin your hopes on him. There's no point just saying, oh, the Giants concede tight end touchdowns all the time, so I'll go with Garrett Selleck. You know, obviously, in hindsight, it became a great play because George Kittle was injured. But there would have been very little point. I mean, you can look on the snap report and see that, oh, Kittle is getting way more snaps than Selleck. Selleck is seeing about 20% of the team's snaps on a weekly basis. This is just a dart throw. The whole process of this is to try and avoid dart throws. It's to try and give you a good, solid recommendation. Because obviously, I try and take my own advice. I do start several of the streamers I go with. It's important that I put across players that I believe will do well. And if I had to, I would pick myself. The leagues that this research would be most applicable to, obviously season-long redraft. Obviously, if you have, you know, situation where teams hoard tight ends, these could be, you know, very, very cheaply acquired on your league's waiver wire. It could also be useful, however, as well in identifying cheap DFS options. The likelihood is that players with low ownership will be a lot cheaper on DraftKings, FanDuel, and Draft than, say, Rob Gronkowski or Travis Kelce. So obviously that will then help you, mean you can, you know, put in an inexpensive tight end and hopefully he can help, meaning you can spend more money on the premier spots, you know, your wide receiver and your running back. This season, I've had some great weeks, notably week 4, when my suggestions finished as tight end 2, tight end 4 and tight end 7 in PPR scoring. There have been the occasional stinkers as well. For example, the best finish any of my week 7 options posted was tight end 28. Not great, Bob. I have, however, managed to identify at least one top 12 tight end in 7 of the first 9 weeks of the season. So I think I've been quite consistent. The process seems to work. I mean, obviously the process is, you know, just pick against the Giants, but it's a little bit more scientific than that. So as I mentioned earlier, this type of information could be really useful in DFS play. It certainly helped me on several occasions this season playing on Draft. Odds are, if you're listening to this show and reading RotoViz, you should be able to find some good values in the Snake Draft weekly DFS contests. So come and join me on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes, or play right from your computer on playdraft.com, whatever you want. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. You have to use our promo code RVRadio. That's right, play a real money game for free just for using my promo code RVRadio on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com. Come play for free with promo code RVRadio. As we look ahead to week 11, some of the tight ends that I've been going to be targeting, obviously my article hasn't been published yet. I'm recording this on Monday afternoon, Eastern Time, so obviously week 10 is still going on. We've still got one of my streamers from last week, actually, is still to play. That's Ed Dixon against the Miami Dolphins. But I attempt to try and be really prepared. I don't just want to be a case of turn the computer on Tuesday and start looking for options then. I try and look a few weeks in advance. As I say, the Giants are one of the teams I love picking on because they just give up points to tight ends. They just can't stop themselves. Sadly, the Giants are taking on the Chiefs this week, and it's been a long time since Travis Kelce was a streaming option. However, Ben Watson doesn't have a great matchup on paper against the Packers, but he has shown that if Nick Boyle doesn't play, his usage does increase. There's also Austin Hooper, who's maddeningly inconsistent, but the Seahawks haven't been great against tight ends this season. I mentioned Vernon Davis before. He did have a good game against them as a streamer. However, his ownership at the moment is at 45%, so there's a chance he might escape my notice because he's just far too highly owned. Other things that I'm going to be working on, I say for some reason I find myself drawn to the tight end position. I do an awful lot of writing about it and an awful lot of research. I've started compiling data on the college tight ends that we may expect to come out in the 2018 draft. Last year I wrote quite a few previews of the 2017 class and managed to nail a few landing spots in my predictions. The most notable one was Jonnu Smith. I said I thought he might go to the Titans and learn at the knee of Delanie Walker. So that was, you know, kudos to me. Once the season's over, I'll also be producing a series of articles offering historical comps for this year's rookie crop. I did this last year for tight ends, running backs and quarterbacks. I can tell you right now, just based on how he's doing at this, you know, still relatively early point of the season, Evan Ingram's comps are going to put him in some fairly elite company. Well, that's going to do it for today's edition of the Rotoviz Highlight Reel, brought to you by Draft. I'm Neil Dutton. You can find me on Twitter at ndutton13. My guest was me. On behalf of both of us, thanks for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the Rotoviz Highlight Reel. Please rate and review the Rotoviz Radio podcast on iTunes or your favourite podcast app. Contact us via email, rotovizradio@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at rotovizradio. And remember, you can always support the pods by subscribing to Rotoviz at 30% discount through the Rotoviz homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast.